Tina Kumarianis is here. Happy New Year, Tina.
And a very happy New Year to you and all your listeners.
What does it mean?
This happy New Year. Yeah. I haven't a bloody clue, actually. It seems much like last year, but I'm hoping, I have great hopes for the new year. My great hope is that I get a decent stove into the house to keep me warm, because the one I have at the moment isn't great, not for
but
what
only
I
for
want.
This month or two. This year is reckoned to be the warmest on record coming up, 2023.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
You won't need a stove. Just a big coat.
Oh, yeah, but I'm very old. And you know old people, they get very cold extremities. So I'm thinking ahead to next Christmas is what I'm thinking about. But anyway, yes, last year was excellent, and I'm sure this one will be too.
You have a good Christmas?
Yeah, great. It was perfect. As I said, I went to Sue's mother-in-law for Christmas, and as usual, she put on a fabulous, table, and it was great, very jolly, really nice. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
It was really kind of her.
Yeah, did you hear about many rows over Christmas, something like that?
No, funnily enough, it was all very, very quiet. Whether it's because people are out and about, during COVID, it was horrendous. I got so many, emails in from people because they were locked up, you know, with their husbands or wives or whatever, and it got a bit frantic. But no, this year, obviously, with them being able to get out and about and mix with other people, it wasn't as bad this year, thank goodness.
Very good. Okay, well, you've had people send in a few problems for you to have a look over, so yeah. We'll delve into one here. This is, "Hi, Tina. I'm 22 years old, and my mother has been seeing a man for the last 8 months, and she is very invested in him. She told me that he might be the one, and she'd like to marry him. The reason I'm telling you my age is because I'm afraid she'll kick me out of the house if I say anything about my problem, as I'm not a child, but this really worried me. 3 weeks ago, her partner made a pass at me and told me not to say anything to my mother, that he's far more interested in me than my mother. That's the only reason he's sticking around. I'm absolutely horrified. He's much older than me, and I don't remotely fancy him, to be honest. I thought he was a bit of a creep, but was nice to him because, well, I wanted to please my mother. What should I do? I don't want to break my mother's heart, but equally, I don't want her to make a fool of herself or for me to have to worry about him coming to our house."
Yeah, oh, geez, what an awkward, really horrible situation for you to find yourself in. Of course you've got your mother's best interests at heart, but you've got to be very careful how you handle this, because if your mother is as invested in this man as you say she is, sometimes there's the possibility of her not believing you, of her thinking you may be jealous of their relationship, or that you're the one making the moves on him. You know, people can be quite irrational when it comes to love. You're going to have to, you know, get proof. And the only way I can see of you getting this is by recording him on your phone the next time you're alone with him in the house, in the hopes that he'll step out of line again. So at least you've got some, proof to prove your point. Is there anyone you can confide in? An aunt, your father, someone older who won't make a drama out of the situation and will be able to back you up when and if you tell your mother? Of course, after you confide in somebody you trust, in case it goes pear-shaped, and tell them what you are about to do, you could give him the option of calling it a day with your mother, since he obviously has no feelings for her, and that way you won't have to tell her what he's at. To me, that would be the easiest solution to your problem, if he just disappeared gracefully. Then you must be there for your mum, as she'll probably be very sad and won't understand why this breakup has happened. If he just disappear, that would be just great. Or say there's somebody else or something. But you can't go on like this. It's nasty, yeah, and creepy. I mean, you dread him coming round to the house. So would I. That's really horrible.
It's heartbreaking for the mum, doesn't it?
Oh, very, yeah, very, very nasty. But, you know, him hanging round dating the mother to get at the child, geez. Even though she's 22, she's still, you know, very young. But yeah. Anyway, yeah, I feel very sorry for you. It's a very nasty situation.
She doesn't say how much older he is.
No.
But the fact that he's a bit of a creep.
Creep,
I mean,
yeah.
Says it all, you
yeah,
know?
It really does. And it's very sad if the mother is, you know, fancies him so much and he's the one. No, he isn't, obviously. Not at all.
Yeah. Hi, Tina. I'm 30 years old, divorced mother of two. 8 years ago, I was married in a very traditional wedding ceremony with all the trappings. The marriage only lasted 5 years, and I'm now engaged to be married to a man who has never been married before. And much as I want a very quiet wedding, he wants all the trappings. It is bad form to have a big second wedding so soon after the first. So, in fact, what she says is it bad form to have a second big wedding so soon after the first big wedding? And should I tell my family and friends not to give us any gifts as they did the first time around?
I think it will be very difficult for you to deny your husband to be his big day out if he's so keen on having one. Remember how it felt the first time round for you. There's no problem in having a big second wedding, and it will be lovely for the children to join in. But I don't think you can ask your side of the family not to give gifts, leaving all the gift giving to his family and friends. Certainly for those close members of your family who gave expensive gifts the first time round, and as you probably still have some of those things, you could give them the nod that you certainly don't expect anything as extravagant as the first time. Just a little keepsake would be much appreciated and more than sufficient, as you still have their treasured first gift, if in fact you still do have it and your ex didn't make off with it as part of his divorce loot. I don't know where you have decided to hold your reception, but remember, there are seating limits in many of these venues, and you will have to give his family a certain amount of priority, as most of yours will have attended your last wedding. You can tactfully explain this to them if needs be, you know, because weddings are very expensive, and, you know, maybe they have the seating, but you don't have the money to fit them all in. Finally, it sounds to me like he's a really good guy who's willing to take on two young children when he has none of his own. Not an easy task, so give him his big day out if it makes him happy. And I hope you'll be very happy too, second time round. You know, what do you think, Declan?
You know, some people might say, bloody hell, I mean, she's a serial getting married or wants presents.
You know, sometimes, you know, yeah, no, she, well, the thing is, she's trying not to take presents from people.
Yeah.
You know, she in fairness is saying, I feel like a bit of a swindler taking presents.
But
is she getting
a sort of a toned down wedding because of her previous one?
Well, you see, he doesn't want a she wants a toned down wedding because she feels a bit embarrassed about, you know, all right, here I am again, yeah, give me more presents sort of thing. But, you know, he's very excited about it. He's never been married
before.
Is
that the way it usually is? In your experience from correspondence and things, is it not the guy sort of says, whatever sort of word you want,
just leave me out of it until the day I'll see you up there at the top of the altar. Most fellas, but listen, this guy sounds lovely. He's excited about the wedding. He's taking on her two children. He's one in a million, I think. So give him his big day out if that's what he wants. You know, I was going to say it costs you nothing. It'll cost you a hell of a lot. But on the other hand, as I say, just ask your family. Look, you know, I know you gave us a lot the last time and I still have your lovely gift. And so something toned down is fine, and let his lot go wild if they want to.
Yes. Okay. All right. Thanks, Tina. We'll take a break and come back with Tina. Morning show at East Coast FM. I like this particular problem. I don't like liking people's dilemmas and things like that, but I actually like this one. It's Tina Kumarianis here. She's in asktinak@gmail.com. Dear Tina, a boy with whom I had a few dates with 2 years ago responded to my text to catch up with a very enthusiastic yes. He also mentioned that he had a girlfriend and would have to ask her if it was okay with her that he would meet up with me. I didn't know about his girlfriend. Now I'm wondering what his intentions are. We did really like each other, but had to stop seeing one another because it became a long-distance relationship. Now I'm moving back home where he lives, and this is why I texted, to catch up, hoping that we might be able to possibly reignite our relationship. I don't understand why you would want to meet with an ex if you're happy with your girlfriend. I don't want to hurt anyone by agreeing to meet him, so should I meet him or should I just leave it?
You only split up because you moved away. Never mind him, what are your intentions? It would be lovely to meet and catch up after all this time. But the problem is, if one or both of you still fancies the other, it's going to cause all sorts of problems, especially with his unsuspecting girlfriend. You know if the boot was on the other foot and it was some other girl coming home looking to meet up with him after a couple of years, I'm sure you wouldn't be too happy. Of course, there's always the possibility that his relationship isn't very serious and that he spent the last 2 years thinking about you. But then why didn't you keep in touch with each other if your relationship was so great? You could be very honest with him and say that you'd hoped it would be a date, but you now realise he's in a relationship with somebody else. Maybe you'd better leave it for now, and if things don't work out with his girlfriend in the future, you'd love it if he gave you a call, and I'd just leave it at that. I don't think you can do much more than that. You can't just ride on in and poach. That poor girl's girlfriend, just because you've come back into town, that's mean. I mean, maybe he is mad about you, but you cannot be seen to... You contacted him, you know, very innocently. You didn't know he was with anyone. He said he is. Now it's up to him what he wants to do about it. It's not up to you. You've said, I didn't realise you were in a relationship and maybe we'd better leave it till the next time. So more than that, you cannot do. I that's what I'd do.
Yeah, but talk about discussing it with the girlfriend.
I know. So he obviously does like this girlfriend very much that he... Mind you, I do know somebody who had been mad about somebody for years, was with another girl, and this girl came home and said, look, you know, you look like you might be going to get engaged. I've made a horrible mistake. I really love you. And those two people were going on holiday the next day. And so he rang the girl, his girlfriend that evening, told her what had happened and said, listen, we can either dump the holiday or we can go as friends. And they went as friends on holiday. And when they arrived back in Dublin, he started with this other girl. And they're terribly happily married for the last 20 years with two children. So, I mean, you know, swings and roundabouts. Better to marry the right one than the wrong one.
Right.
Even if it means, you know, nobody is a charitable organisation. We'd love to be lovely to everyone, but we can't just marry people because they want to marry us. It's got to be a mutual thing, don't you think?
Yeah. I wouldn't cross you on that one.
No. Very wise, Declan. God, yes. There's not many men round like you. You're very wise.
Your favourite hairdresser, Bridget, has been in touch.
Bridget, how are you, me old flower?
Well, she's slagging you off here, but anyway.
No, she's one. Listen, you be very careful. If you slag me off, I'll slag you off nationwide, and that'll be very painful for you. She's a wonderful hairdresser. Couldn't live with
All right. Happy New Year, Bridget.
Yes, Happy New Year.
Okay, here's the last one. Dear Tina, my husband is an artist. I feel very disloyal writing to you, but I'm sure if he ever going to break through and make enough money to support the family, I just worried, is he going to? We got married very young, both artists, and we're happy to live on love, as they say. However, we are now expecting our second child. I had to take a job in a call centre, and although I really hate it, somebody had to do something to make ends meet. I'm waking up at night worrying and then working all day at 6 months pregnant. I feel scared for our future and I don't know how to approach it. So obviously, you know, being an artist, it's, oh, sure, love will see us through, but there are practicalities.
I might have done back in the 60s, but I think everything's a bit too expensive for that lark now. You know, you're very, very right to feel very scared. As they say, money is the root of all evil, but my father used to always say, where there's no money, love flies out the window, when my mother used to beg him not to go back to sea for another few weeks. And how right he was. I mean, everything is lovely until you can't pay for anything. And then tempers get very, very frayed. Without money to live on, especially with a young family, it's beyond difficult, regardless of your relationship together. Little children mustn't be made to suffer for no good reason. It seems to me that your artistic husband is a bit of a dreamer, but it's now time for him to grow up and stop being so selfish. He's not flying solo anymore. We all have dreams and aspirations when we're young, and that's lovely. But as you grow older, and especially if you're going to drag someone you're supposed to love and care for down a very difficult path, that's just not good enough. There's supposed to be a lot of work out there, especially in the hospitality industry, some of which you can train for on site. I have a friend at the moment who's a guide on tour buses, and she makes a very good living between pay and tips. That could be something to look at that's not being tied down to a desk job, as your husband seems to be a bit of a free spirit. You're expecting your second child, going out to work every day in a call centre which you hate, which is so bad for your health, especially while you're pregnant and should be taking it easy with as little stress as possible, while he continues living his dream. I'm so sorry to worry you, but what happens when you go on maternity leave and the call centre money isn't coming in? And you now have two children. Have you two ever actually sat down and discussed money and the lack of it and your life together with the children going forward and how the four of you are going to cope? He is your husband and the father of your children, and he's the one who should be supporting you, especially at the moment. He's given it his best shot as an artist over the years, but sadly it's just not good enough. Maybe this is something he can do in his spare time as a hobby, but for now he must get a real job which brings in money so he can be a responsible human being who cares for his family. You're going to have to be brave and have it out with him, because not to will not only lead to terrible unpleasantness, hardship, and not a lot of love. You must drag it back from the brink before it's too late and the rot sets in. I wish you the very, very best of luck with everything. You are trying your best and you deserve the best. You know, you've got a rocky road ahead of you with, you know, having a baby and all that. And the last thing you need is, that's dreadful worry. You can't be left to have the children bring them up and, you know, go out to work and everything while he paints pictures. It's just, it's not possible.
How is he oblivious to this?
Geez, some people are. You'd be surprised, Declan. You know, that they're so wrapped up in their own life and what they're doing, and they have such which is a wonderful thing, they have such a strong belief in what they're doing, and they can, next week I'm going to, you know, that this is going to be the one. And it's like people who write books and things, you know, it's fantastic and it's great, but you've got to get a publisher to take it. Otherwise, it's just bits of paper with writing on it. And the same with his pictures. He might think they're fabulous, and I'm sure they're lovely, but they're not bringing in money. And money is what everybody needs at the moment. The days of, you know, living on love are long gone. It's lovely as an aside.
Does he ever wonder where the coffee comes from when he goes out for a coffee or a sandwich or something to eat?
I really don't know. I'd be very interested to know that, but he does seem, you know, the thing is with these people, they are usually very lovely people, but they're not in touch with reality. And we all have to be in touch with reality now, because life is difficult enough as it is. And it's fine if he does it on his own. But when you marry somebody, you've got her and or him and children to think about. It's not, as I say, flying solo anymore. You have got to take those other people into consideration. And if you're not willing to do that, you shouldn't marry. There's nothing wrong with not marrying and following your dream. Just don't drag everybody else down the drain with you.
Yeah, okay, all right. That's a difficult one there.
It is, and it is, and I feel very sorry for her. I mean, she's 6 months pregnant. Yeah, she's got another three.
It's going to come to a head.
Yeah, it surely is. It surely is. I wonder, is it worth talking to her parents or his parents or, I don't know.
Yeah. So any resolutions for this year?
Absolutely none. I'm fabulous and I'm just going to stay the way I am. Resolutions. I'm fed up making resolutions. I never keep to them. I never get past the first week. So I'm only lying to myself. And my resolution this year is not to lie to myself, so not to make any resolutions. How about yourself?
Oh, no. A resolution not to make resolutions.
There you are. You see?
Yeah,
yes.
I might keep that one.
Yeah, you see, old age and treachery overcomes youth and skill. You think you'll make all these, but when you get older, you know you're wasting your time. So there you are. But I think all those lovely people you had on talking about dieting, they're quite right, but just not for me.
All right, okay. thanks, Tina. Enjoy the rest of your week.
I will indeed. Thank you very much.
Be careful on the hill and Rattrum and whatever.
Yep. Certainly will. Why? What am I supposed to be doing on the hill? Have you heard something I haven't heard?
No, just the weather going down
right.
The hill. Yes,
yes, yes. Absolutely.
All
I will.
Right. That's Tina Kumarianis.